The following story is true. It happened on a Sunday afternoon in the southern part of the United States. It happened in the mind of one man. From the Augusta National Golf Club in Augusta, Georgia, this is Ken Coleman on the 15th green of the most prestigious golf tournament in the world, the Masters. The names roll off the tongue when you think of the Masters, names like Bobby Jones, Byron Nelson, Sam Snead, Ben Hogan, Gene Saracen, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus. Well, today, you just might be able to add another name to that list. Seemingly out of nowhere, a little-known golfer has caught fire, sinking birdie after birdie. We've been checking this out. We've learned that the man in question is Bob McCarthy. And while you fans across the nation may not know him, a lot of folks at the Upjohn Company do. While it is not generally known around the country, in the corporate world it is well documented that to work at Upjohn, there is one requisite. You must be a golfer. A college education might help, but golf is the key. Bob went to Harper High School in Chicago. Well, let me put it this way. He went there when the Cubs weren't playing. A few years ago, it also was important, by the way, speaking of the Upjohn Company, when you were applying for a job there, that you have a full head of hair. No longer important. If you don't have one when you start, you'll have one by the time you get through. McCarthy has just finished playing the 14th hole, avoiding what could have been a disaster when his ball lodged under the folding chair of a spectator, Jack Jackson, who refused to move, saying he didn't want to lose his spot that he'd been holding since 7 o'clock this morning in order to watch McCarthy play. Two of the tournament officials, Tom Weber and Larry Payne, held a conference and allowed McCarthy a free drop, and he was able to reach the green in two and two-putted for his par. He stands now 3 shots behind the leaders, Lee Trevino and Jack Nicklaus, who are in the clubhouse watching on television. They both finished at 271 to tie the tournament record set by Nicklaus in 1965. John Daly, who is playing with Tom Watson, is the only man who has a shot at them. Gary Player and Craig Stadler are playing ahead of Daly and Watson, but they're both out of contention, as is Watson, even though McCarthy has been trying to help Tom with his putting. Bob McCarthy, now ready to tee it up at 15, a 520-yard par 5 with a green can be reached into if the tee shot is played to the left of the fairway. He's getting his driver from his caddy, Vince Lombardi. Takes a practice swing. Now he's ready. It's hooking off to the left, heading for the woods, and McCarthy is in trouble. His fans, Ernie O'Donnell and Tom King and Rick DeLaGuardia, looking dismayed. McCarthy is off to look for his ball, leaving Watson at the tee. He's disappeared into the woods. He once had to give up golf for a year when he spent so much time in the woods that he caught poison ivy. Watson has just hit a tremendous tee shot, but the story here is Bob McCarthy and whether or not he can find his ball. He's in there looking for it now. His son Mike, his daughter Megan, his brother Gene, his brother-in-law Bill O'Toole also searching. And what's this? Got the binoculars on him. There's a dog in there too. I can read the license number on that dog. The tag indicates the dog's name is Murph. What's this? Uh-oh. Murph is barking. Perhaps you can hear him. He's found the ball. Way to go, Murph. So now Bob McCarthy, standing by the wall and surveying the situation. He's got a terrible lie. He's in there behind a cluster of tall Georgia pines. He's going to a 7-iron. He has to get up over those trees. He swings, and there it goes. It's not high enough. It hits a tree. Oop, it hits another tree. Oh, it's bouncing out into the middle of the fairway. And some of his fans, Joe Montana and Walter Payton and Oscar Peterson and Bill Cussey, can't believe their eyes. What a shot! McCarthy is coming out of the woods. He can't possibly get home in 3 from here. There's a pond in front of the green, and he'll have to lay up. Still about 280 yards away on this 520-yard hole. Hold on now. Hold on. He's going for it. He's told his caddy, Vince Lombardi, to give him the 3-wood. He's going to try and reach. Oh, it's heading for the pond. It's going to land in the water. What's this? The ball has hit the back of a sun turtle. It takes a high bounce. It's heading for the pin, and it stops 8 feet away. Oh, what a shot. McCarthy now coming up to the green, and he has a real tester of a putt coming up. Now he's up over the ball, going for yet another birdie. This will break left to right just a bit. Brings the putter back. It's rolling. It's in. McCarthy has yet another birdie, and he has cut the lead to 2 strokes. Now he's going over to 16, a par 3, 190-yard hole. The hole is called Red Bud. He's telling his caddy, Vince Lombardi, he wants the 7-iron. And Lombardi, usually a pleasant, placid man, is looking angry. He's telling McCarthy he can't get there with a 7. He needs a 4 or a 5. And McCarthy is telling Lombardi to lug the bag and leave the golfing to him. And Lombardi's getting upset. He is really getting upset. He's quitting. He has dropped the golf bag, and he is walking off the golf course. This is unbelievable. And now, here comes Millie McCarthy. She is picking up the bag. We've got the binoculars on her. And Bob is telling her, I'll pay you the full 9-hole caddy rate. It's the least I can do. McCarthy is over the ball. The ball has been shanked. It's going dead right, heading for an oak tree. Yep, it hits the tree. It's heading for the green. It hits the leg of Jill St. John, one of Bob's biggest fans. It's rolling toward the pin, and it stops just inches away. What a shot! And so now McCarthy will have a tap-in for a birdie to cut the lead of Trevino and Nicklaus to just 1 stroke. McCarthy had to settle for a par on 17. His second shot hit a rake handle to the right of the huge green, left him only 12 feet away, and he two-putted to get that par. I am now on the tower behind the 18th green, 420-yard par 4, one of the most beautiful finishing holes in golf, and Bob McCarthy is at the tee, 1 shot behind. He swings. It's going down the left side. It is on the cart path. It's bouncing along, still bouncing along. It has hit Sammy Davis Jr. on the knee. And this is incredible. It is on the green. And now, the confident McCarthy is walking up the fairway to the roar of the crowd. Gives them a little grin as he comes on up there. He is taking the putter from Millie. And the ball 12 feet away from the cup, but the odds on making this putt are very tough. It's the same spot where Hubert Green three-putted, missing his chance to win the Masters. The toughest putt in golf, according to Dow Finsterwald, who missed the same putt in 1962 and lost to Gary Player in an 18-hole playoff. If McCarthy sinks this, he wins. If he gets down in 2, he ties. If he 3-putts, he's out of it. The crowd is still. Trevino and Nicklaus are over at the scorer's table, ready to go back to 14 and to play off. McCarthy is over the ball, lines up the putt. He's ready. He putts. He seems to have hit it too far to the left. It's not going to break off the hill quite enough. It has to break more. It is in. Bob McCarthy has won the Masters, the greatest golf story ever. Bob McCarthy won that Masters tournament, and while receiving the green jacket, he mentioned that he might wear it at the St. Patrick's Day parade in Chicago. Not too well received by the august body at Augusta, but loved by millions across the country. After the usual round of guest appearances with Good Morning America and Oprah, etc., and an autograph party at the Moores Golf Club in Portage, Michigan, Bob and Millie and the family went to his favorite spot, the Rush Inn, They even had entertainment. One of his friends dropped by.
How did all these people get in my room?
Thank you very much, Frank. Thank you. We don't have time for more. Thanks, Bill. Later in life, his friends held a party for him. He enjoyed his pasta, his Guinness stout, and mostly he enjoyed himself. Because those who know him know that Bob McCarthy has brought a sense of joy to life. He was a champion that day at Augusta, but he's always been a champion. They say he's retiring. He doesn't know the meaning of the word. He may go on the senior tour. He might decide to manage the Chicago Cubs, but only for the day games. Whatever he does, his family and friends will always appreciate him. And Bob knows that. And he also knows that Murph is the one who found that golf ball. And that's why he asked for the doggy bag as he left. The preceding story is true. This has been a presentation of Elkin Corporation, 39 Rustic Drive, Cohasset, Massachusetts, 02025. Bob, if you get up this way, let's play. I'll need a stroke of hole. Well, now that's negotiable. We'll sit down and discuss it like two proper Irishmen over a Guinness stout. Maybe an Irish coffee. Our producer has been Bill Barton, your broadcaster, Ken Coleman, who has had the pleasure of knowing Bob by phone for many years. Our thanks to Jim Heenan for research assistance. Good night, Murph.